For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week with another great show related to health and wellness. So remember to tune in every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. If you're not able to listen live or you want to explore our archive of shows, you can always go to www.myvillagegreen.com and click on the right-hand section on the radio show link. There's a little microphone right there, and you can actually get all of our previously recorded shows. They go back, I think, all the way into 2008 or 2007. Lots of great information and content there that's available for you for absolutely free for your own personal education on health and wellness issues. You can also go right to iTunes and type in the search bar, Essentials of Healthy Living, and get it in an iPod, iCastable or podcast format to download right to your iPod. So that's a great way to listen to our previous shows. Today, we got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with a very experienced personal trainer in the area who's going to be discussing some issues with us related to exercise and fitness, and I think cover some really important points that people need to think about if they're deciding on engaging in any kind of exercise or fitness regimen. The other topics that I want to cover today, if we have time, is related to osteoporosis and bone density issues. This is a huge issue for a lot of women. It's something that I deal a lot with in my practice, and there's huge increases in the rates of osteoporosis in our aging population these days. And there's a lot of factors why I think that happens. I'd like to discuss some of the contributing factors, because when it comes down to it, if you look and go back 50 or 60 years, the increased rates of osteoporosis are not just due to the fact that people are living longer. People of the same age that were living 50 or 60 years ago, the degree or incidence of osteoporosis was much less. So there's something going on in our culture. There's something going on with the way that we eat, with our food supply, with many factors in the way that we live our lives that's affecting the abilities of our bone to reach maximum density. And I'm going to be talking about what some of those factors are. And we're also going to be discussing some of the really important nutrients and lifestyle things to engage in to really ensure that your bone density stays strong. Or if you're dealing with osteopenia or osteoporosis at this point in time, strategies you can use to actually regain some of your bone density that are non-pharmaceutical. So without further ado, I'd like to go ahead and introduce my special guest, Wilma McFadden. She is a certified personal trainer, a certified sports nutritionist, a certified group trainer, certified pre- and postnatal exercise for healthy moms. She's been personal training for 5 years. She's located in North Bethesda. She also does home and corporate training with clients. She is also a professional bodybuilder and competes in many different professional bodybuilding competitions. So, Wilma, thanks for being on the show with us today.
Thank you.
I know you wanted to share with some of our listeners some of the key aspects of working with personal trainers. I think some of the, you know, initial issues you wanted to kind of talk about, or why should even someone consider having a personal trainer?
Well, there are various reasons why people can have personal trainers. One is you can't get out the bed and motivate yourself to do the exercises yourself. The other reasons are you want to make sure that your form is correct. And some of the other reasons are for vanity. People want to look good. And one of the major reasons I have people contacting me now is for their health reasons. You know, they have diabetes or high blood pressure, hypertension, and some just don't have the energy for work. And once they start working out, they feel better.
Right, sure. I mean, that's a huge issue. We know that most of the major chronic health issues that Americans deal with are related to lifestyle issues. So back in the early 1900s, the main cause of death in this country and mostly around the world was infectious disease, issues related to bacterial infections primarily, which is why the advent of antibiotics was so revolutionary in the field of medicine. And things have changed a lot in the last 60, 70, 80 years. Now, infectious disease is relatively under control. We're seeing a resurgence of it because we've overused antibiotic therapy. And now we have antibiotic resistance and strains of bugs that are actually coming back. And then we have viruses like HIV that are posing problems. But really, the main cause of death is two top killers of Americans are heart disease and cancer. And not far behind that is stroke and diabetes. So these are all issues of lifestyle. These are not necessarily diseases that can be adequately always treated or managed with medications. These are people that are dealing with health problems because they've led sedentary lifestyles, because they've eaten poor diets. Some of it, of course, is genetic. But if you look at the homepages or all of the data that's come out from the American Heart Association and the American Cancer Society, it clearly states that diet, exercise, and nutrition have a huge role in reducing your risk factors for these conditions. So here you are, Wilma, in a situation where people are understanding that they're getting diagnosed with diabetes and realizing that it's going to significantly impact their quality of life or their life expectancy, or they're recovering or been told that they have some serious cardiovascular problems or other issues, and their doctors are even telling them, or they're understanding from the information that they're getting, that exercise is a huge part of recovering their health. So a lot of people, as you mentioned, don't know where to start when it comes to an exercise regimen. They've never been exercisers in their life. They maybe never liked doing exercise. They are maybe very what we call deconditioned, meaning their body is incredibly out of shape. They may have very low energy, and they just don't know where to start. And I agree. I recommend many times that people start an exercise regimen by engaging in a relationship with a personal trainer. Because a personal trainer has the ability to help guide you in this process of figuring out what you're going to do. I'm sure, Wilma, you've seen it a million times. A lot of times people won't engage in a personal trainer and they'll join a gym. And they'll go maybe pretty regularly for the first month. They don't really know what they're doing. They maybe get on the treadmill for a little while. They run their way around the circuit. And the reality is they don't get great results. The results that come from working with a personal trainer are so much more gratifying because there's so much more one-on-one guidance. So maybe you can talk a little bit about how the work you do one-on-one with people helps them achieve much better results than when they try and do it on their own, especially if it's somebody that really hasn't had a lot of experience with in the gym or working out to begin with.
Yeah, sometimes I actually have clients that are considered on the BMI chart obese, and they come to me because they don't necessarily, they might not feel comfortable being in a gym, for example, a ballet setting, and they'll come to me and we'll sit down and work out a plan for them.
Right, because the ballet setting, it's like a meat market. Everybody in there is ripped and looks good and working out super heavy, and they maybe are not feeling so good about the way that they look and feel really uncomfortable in that kind of intimidating environment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I've had a few women, for example, that have come to me and they were over, I had one woman who was 227. And she did not know how to get her weight down. And so we worked out a plan, and I worked with her, and she's now 160 pounds. And it took a little time, but she's reached her goal.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times that's what happens. And when she was trying to do it on her own, she couldn't quite get there, but I was the person who would give her that push, that extra push, and let her know that she could. And in the beginning, she would lift, like, really light dumbbells, and I told her that we're going to get past that, where once you're able, you have the strength, that you will lift a little heavier. And she would complain to me in the beginning, and now she can outlift me in certain exercise.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, it'd be like if you got audited by the IRS and you weren't an accountant. You would want to hire somebody that knows what they're doing with numbers to help you deal with your accounting issues. If you had a court trial and you tried to represent yourself, you would want to get a lawyer. If you had a medical problem and you needed it diagnosed, you wouldn't just try and do it on your own. You'd go to a physician. And it's the same thing in the gym. You want to go to somebody who's an expert, somebody who knows what they're doing, and particularly if you're looking to get significant results. If you're trying to use exercise as a way to achieve a health goal or really transform your body, it's important that you really work with somebody that knows what they're doing so they can guide you in the correct way, not only to push you and to motivate you and design your plan, but as you talked about earlier, Wilma, to go ahead and set you up and make sure that you're doing things with proper form, that you're going to avoid injury, that you don't start too hard and potentially hurt yourself, all really important factors when it comes to starting a workout regimen. When we come back from the break, we're going to take a quick break right now. I want you to discuss some of the different types of training, some of the differences between cardio and strength training and resistance training, and some of the different goals that it's going to make. I think people are a little bit skewed in some of their concepts about what are the best kinds of exercises to do when achieving certain goals in regards to maybe losing weight or burning calories or helping with bone density. And maybe you can help shed some light on that. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking in a little bit more detail about some of the different exercise regimens that you can engage in and how they're going to affect the different goals you would like to achieve. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful host, Dana Lake, will return next week with another great show. Today, we've been talking about issues related to personal training, getting you started on an exercise regimen. If we have time today, I also want to cover some really important topics related to osteoporosis, because I think the issue of weight training and strength training and exercise really ties hand in hand with osteoporosis, because that's one of the best ways to help improve your bone density. I just want to make a quick mention before we get back on our topic about the big sale going on at the Village Green. It's going on through July 16th. It started just this past weekend. And basically, it's 30% off all Pathway products, 25% off all other supplements, and 20% off body care products. So they also guarantee the lowest prices on practitioner brands like Zymogen, Metagenics, Thorne, and many more. So it's a great time to go in and stock up on products if you need to. The Village Green Apothecary has over 10,000 different health and wellness products to choose from. Great place to go. to meet all of your health and wellness needs, and they do sponsor the radio show, is another way for them to reach out in the community and offer another great free service to help you educate yourself about health and wellness. So on the phone with me right now is Wilma McFadden, a certified personal trainer, sports nutritionist, group trainer, pre- and postnatal exercise trainer, and a professional bodybuilder doing competitions on a regular basis, located here in North Bethesda. And in the last segment, we introduced some aspects around personal training. In this segment, Wilma, I want you to touch on some of the different types of training, the difference between cardio, strength training, functional training, resistance training. What do these things mean? A lot of people, if they're going to start a workout regimen, they say, okay, I want to lose weight. This is particularly women do this, and they just go to the gym and they run on the treadmill for hours. I've seen, gone through whole workouts where I make it through cardio and strength training and stretching, and there's a woman that's still on the treadmill an hour and 15 minutes later. And although running is great exercise, are there better ways to balance your workout to achieve the goals that most people are looking for when it comes to an exercise regimen?
Absolutely. You have to have a combination. The cardiovascular, what you see the women doing in the gym, are the treadmills, the ellipticals. If you play a sport, you're getting the heart pumping and you're going to burn some calories. But you also need to have the combination, like I said, with the strength training. And the strength training is the dumbbells, the free weights, and even the machines, the circuit machines in the gym. And that's going to help you tone your muscle and also help prevent you from osteoporosis. Because we need to hold on to that muscle mass. The older we get, we start to lose it. So, and the combination of the strength training / resistance training is going to help you do so as you get older. But it'll help you also burn more calories. Functional training is more like crunches and stretches that you do when you're in the gym, and that helps you with your core and your flexibility. With your posture. So, again, you have to have a combination. For weight loss, you need the combination of all three.
Right, yeah. People definitely, I think, overlook the aspect of strength training. They really focus on the cardio when it comes to the desire to lose weight. And although running and doing the elliptical and doing the cardio exercise will help you burn calories, you can't overlook the strength training, because every time you build muscle, which you have to understand, is that muscle burns more calorie than fat on your body. So the more you build muscle from doing the strength training, you increase what's called your BMR, your basic metabolic rate, which is basically how many calories your body burns at rest. So the more muscle you put on your body, the more calories you're going to be burning at rest. So it's really important to have that blend. Now, in addition, as Wilma pointed out, the strength training and resistance training, as it relates to the other topic of today's shows, really helps with bone density. And basically the way it works, your bones respond to stress, okay? So you have your muscle, and your muscle turns into a tendon, and the tendon attaches to your bone. When you do strength training, when you lift a weight, like do a bicep curl, that bicep pulls on the weight, pulls on the muscle, and the muscle pulls on the tendon, and the tendon pulls on the bone. And when the tendon pulls on a bone, it creates a stress on the bone. And the bone, in reaction to the stress, will actually build more density around that area to compensate for the strain on it. What people don't realize is that bone is living tissue. Bone is not this stagnant mass of calcified calcium. It is this living tissue that's breaking down and building up every given second of the day. And the more stress and strain you put on your bones from doing things like resistance training, the more you build up or give the bone the signal that they need to be stronger. Our bodies were not designed to be sedentary. Our bodies, the way they are right now, have evolved roughly over the last 400,000 years. It's only been in the last, say, 100 tops that we've adopted this incredibly sedentary lifestyle where we sit in our cars, where we sit at our office, where we sit down all day long. For the last 399,000 years, our bodies have been moving actively every single day, lifting things, moving things, running, picking up things, stretching, moving around every minute of every day. And that is what our bodies were designed to do. So it's no wonder that people run into so many problems when we adopt this sedentary lifestyle. So it is important to keep moving on a regular basis, and exercise on a regular basis helps to ensure that that happens. Now, the other thing that you talked about was the core strengthening, the functional exercises. And those are really important because the core of your body is really what dictates sort of that the reason why it's so important is because so many people have back problems, right? Wilma, I'm sure you see this a lot. The core strengthening is what really helps to support the lower back, which really helps to define the function and the whole sort of structure of the rest of the body. And if you have a good core, it's a lot less likely that you're going to suffer a lot of other injuries that people run into. Because something that's going on in your low back, even though you may not have the pain there, a compensation there might affect something going on in your neck. And something going on in your neck may affect the headaches that you have. So although it doesn't seem related, core exercises can affect all other aspects of the physical health of your body and are so incredibly important. So do you see that a lot in working with people?
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of people, they don't have the core strength. And again, that falls in line with the back, having problems with the back. And you absolutely have to have the combination. You have to have the core.
Right. So, so important to have that core. And that's no matter what you're doing. When you're sitting at your desk all day and you're hunched over, you're not engaging those stomach muscles. And doing core exercises regularly helps people maintain good posture and avoid these injuries that are related to poor ergonomics, which most of us are subject to. I'm in the process right now of converting my office and my desk into a standing desk, where basically I have the option to be standing throughout most of the day with a chair that allows me to sit when I rest. When you're standing up, your core is more engaged, your posture is better, and it just prevents me from having to sit for 8 hours every day just sitting in a chair with poor posture, either talking with somebody across from my desk or on my computer. And converting my office to a standing desk will allow me to be so much more aware of my posture. And that's a big fad that's been going on in a lot of places in regards to helping with ergonomics at work. Now, the other thing that I want you to touch upon, I talked about strength training and how important it is to mix strength training with cardio. You talked about this to me a little bit in your pre-interview. When you're working with women, one of the complaints that you hear is they say, you know, Wilma, I don't want to do a lot of strength training. I don't want to have these big, bulky arms, or my legs are already big enough. I don't want to build all this muscle and have these big legs. I want to be thinner and slimmer and fit into the smaller jeans, and I want my arms to be skinnier. Can you sort of help dispel this myth maybe that,
sure,
you know, guys want to be big. It's more the women that don't want that,
right,
those big,
and
bulging
actually,
muscles.
We don't have the hormones.
Right.
We don't have the same genetics as the men, and we don't have the testosterone that men have. So a lot of women will say to me, you know, I'm afraid to lift heavy because I don't want to look like a man. Well, you're not going to look like a man if you lift heavier. You're going to burn more calories. That is a myth. I mean, that just doesn't happen. I've been lifting for 5 years, and I do not look like a man.
Right.
So that's a myth, and unfortunately, women believe that. But they say, I want arms like Michelle Obama. Well, Michelle Obama did not get those arms from lifting 2-pound dumbbells. She is lifting some weights. And so, again, we don't have the genetics that a man has.
Right. So in a woman, lifting heavier weights is not going to make these huge bulky muscles. What it's going to do is really tone the muscles and define the muscles.
Absolutely.
And burn all the fat off the muscles. And then you have these beautifully defined, very nice arms that aren't flabby, that don't have the extra fat, that are very nice and toned. That's what a woman's going to get from lifting heavier weights. In addition, what she's going to get is burning more calories at rest, the more muscle she builds. And she's going to improve her bone density, because lifting those weights is really what stresses the bone, which results in the bone response of making more density, which is really, really important, especially when we start talking about this osteoporosis issue. So, Wilma, how do people get in touch with you if they're interested in maybe using you as a personal trainer, or at least getting started on their exercise regimen with someone like yourself?
Well, there's a couple of ways. I have a website. They can go to my website, www.bodybeyondfit.com. I also have email. You can email me at Wilma@bodybeyondfit.com. And they also can call me at 240-354-7777.
Okay, great. When we come back from the break, we're going to be picking up the conversation related to exercise and fitness, and we're also going to be starting the more detailed conversation about osteoporosis. So stay tuned. I got a lot of great information lined up for you. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
It's the one tiny pearl that delivers big acid offalus, 900% more. Get acid offalus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acid offalus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and I have on the phone with me today a wonderful special guest who has been talking to us about fitness issues and personal training issues. Her name is Wilma McFadden, and her website is www.bodybeyondfit.com. She's a certified personal trainer, sports nutritionist, group trainer, pre- and postnasal exercise coach, and she's been personal training for 5 years, also competes competitively in women's bodybuilding events, and she's located right here in North Bethesda, Maryland. And I just want to also make a quick mention that the Village Green is having its annual summer sale. It goes through to July 16th and includes 30% off all pathway products, 25% off all other supplements, and 20% off body care products. So, Wilma, I want to just we're going to talk a little bit. I'm going to start talking a little bit about some of the osteoporosis issues I wanted to get into today. But what other kind of things did you want to give people tips on when it comes to engaging in an exercise regimen or working with a personal trainer?
Well, the other thing that I hear a lot is that women and men say that they want a six-pack, and they do thousands of crunches and abdominal exercises. But in order to get a six-pack, this is how you get a six-pack. You have to do some cardiovascular exercise, and you have to watch what you eat. Abs are made in the kitchen. That's simple. I mean, you can't eat a pizza every night and think you're going to get a six-pack. It's just not going to happen.
Right. So you do some nutrition coaching. I mean, what kind of nutrition advice do you have for people when it comes to, you know, to reaching their goals?
Oh, okay. Yes. With the nutrition, you want to learn to eat lean proteins, for example, chicken breast with no skin on it and fish. Those are some lean proteins that are really good for you. And you want to eat your fruits and vegetables. a lot of green leafy vegetables, those types of things. And you want to have some fat in your diet too, but not too much fat. You want to go have more fat than you have protein and the healthy carbs. And that's the other thing. People think carbs are bad. No, they're good carbs. It's the ones that are processed. We eat too much processed foods. So if you eat the healthier carbs, which are considered like your the healthy brown rice, your whole grains, oatmeal, cream of wheat, some people like grits, so you can have grits. And then that's the starchy carbs also are sweet potato. You can bake those. Some of my clients say, I miss French fries. Well, you never have to miss French fries if you bake them in the oven.
Right, if you're not frying them. And that's the thing. You can also get good carbs from fruits and some from some vegetables. So carbs are not the enemy. And I definitely think that although people need to reevaluate what they're doing with their carbohydrates, especially in the exercise, workout, athlete community, there's this huge misconception that you have to do this thing called carbo loading, and that if you're working out heavy, you need to eat huge amounts of carbohydrates, especially refined carbs like pastas and breads. And the reality is, when it comes to sports nutrition, that is entirely not true. And the best way to really enhance the physical responsiveness of your body is to eat a whole food-based diet that is exactly like Wilma just described, that includes good whole grain carbs, good lean proteins, and good quality fats, and lots of leafy green vegetables. These are the kind of foods that give your body the nutrients it needs to recover from strenuous exercise. The proteins give your body the amino acids necessary for your muscles to recover, and you're not basically bogging your body down with high levels of refined carbohydrates that increase insulin levels, which trigger the storage of fat and produce inflammation and cause all sorts of problems that really offset a lot of the benefits achieved by working out in the gym. So I think it's really important for people to understand that the kind of diet that's associated with improved cardiovascular health and lower risk of diabetes and just a general whole foods diet is the best diet for supporting your body through strenuous exercise. And we've seen that with high-level athletes. That's how most of them eat these days. And that's the response that they get from their body, a really good response. So I want to talk a little bit about osteoporosis because it really dovetails nicely into this conversation. We've talked about how exercise and strength training is so important for dealing with cardio issues or osteoporosis issues. And it really does go beyond that. Although resistance training is really important for building bone because of what I talked about before, the stress that it puts on your bone, even just being really active. I've seen women who are really active tennis players who play 3, 4, 5 times a week, really rigorous, strenuous tennis matches, or they're very much engaged in running or exercising, even some of that cardio exercise, because of the stress it puts on the body as you're pounding on the pavement, does result in increased bone density. So being highly active to some degree or another with exercise is going to support your bone density. Now, what is this issue with osteoporosis? It is an epidemic in our society among older women primarily. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, when you look back and you go through records, so if you look at age match controls from the 1950s and from the 1920s, even the 1960s and 70s, you can see that the rates of osteoporosis have not skyrocketed because people are living longer. I mean, that's part of it. But really what the issue is that even people who live beyond 70, 30, 40, 50 years ago, they were much lower rates of osteoporosis. So that must be something that we're doing with our lifestyle. What is it that we're doing on a day-to-day basis in our culture now that we weren't doing 40 or 50 years ago that's depleting our bones and our bone density? And there are a few key issues that come up. Well, number one, what we talked about is a sedentary lifestyle. You know, before we had all suburbia built and, you know, the structure of our country, people would walk more. They were more active. They were more physical. So a sedentary lifestyle has definitely contributed to it. Mineral deficiencies. So we have multiple different reasons why we have mineral deficiencies. Number one, we eat a much poorer diet than we did 50 or 60 years ago. Our food is much more highly processed, and the more you process food, the less nutrients that are in it. Number two is that our food that we actually grow and eat now is somewhat depleted in minerals and nutrients to begin with because of over-farming, in that they have basically adopted farming methods that have reduced the nutrient content of the soil. So even if you're eating a whole foods-based diet, the nutrient density of those foods is less than it was 60 or 70 years ago. Next, our body has an increased need for nutrients because we're exposed to more toxins. So our body uses specific nutrients like B6 to actually power the pathways of detoxification to help our body deal with the toxins we're exposed to. Many other aspects of nutrition play into why we may see more rates of osteoporosis now. Sugar intake, increased and high doses of sugar. If you measure the urinary excretion of calcium after a heavy dose of sugar, you'll see that it increases. So basically, eating a lot of sugar causes our bodies to dump calcium. Now, in the early 1900s, the average sugar intake for the average person was 10 to 12 pounds of sugar per year. Okay. Now, as of around the mid-1990s, it's probably even higher now, the average annual sugar intake per person in this country is over 139 pounds per year. So it went from 10 to 12 pounds a year to 139 pounds a year. So all of that sugar intake is going to equal our body dumping more calcium from the bones into the urine. The other issue might possibly have to do with our protein intake. Back 50, 60, 70 years ago, the diet was more varied in regards to vegetable and fruit intake along with protein. Now our diets are very protein-centric. You go and you get fast food, hamburgers, processed foods, lots of chicken meals. And although protein is very important, and you'll find no one else besides me who stresses more about the right balance of protein in the diet, the majority of people are consuming much more protein now than they did before. Now, how does this relate to your bones? When your body consumes protein, in order to break it down, when it breaks it down, it produces higher amounts of acid in the body. By the process of the metabolism through the kidneys and the way that the body processes protein, it is an acid-forming food. Your body has to buffer that acid. And one of the ways it buffers that acid is by putting calcium into circulation. Your bones represent your major calcium depot. 99% of the calcium in your body is in the bones. So if your body needs to liberate excess calcium to offset or to buffer the acid produced from eating a lot of protein, it will take that from the bones. So really, really high protein diets that aren't balanced with the right carbs and the right vegetables and fibers can increase the demands of the calcium being pulled out of the bones to buffer that acid. Of course, soft drinks and sodas are a terrible detriment to your bones. Anything that contains high amounts of phosphoric acid, which is something that's commonly found in a lot of soft drinks, it gives it that tang, that really kind of tart, sort of tangy sensation that a lot of soft drinks give. The phosphoric acid, when that gets into your blood, your body has to have a very specific balance of phosphorus to calcium. And when you drink a soda that contains phosphoric acid, the phosphorus levels in your blood rise. And in order for your body to offset and balance that phosphorus-calcium ratio, it has to pull massive amounts of calcium from the bone into the bloodstream to balance that ratio. So we know that heavy soft drink drinkers, particularly those that have phosphoric acid in them, really leaches a lot of calcium out of the bones. So those are all really important reasons why we may be dealing with or seeing these increased rates of osteoporosis in our society. Sedentary lifestyle, chronic nutrient deficiencies, particularly in the really important minerals like magnesium and even calcium, increased sugar intake. Also, obesity is a major factor in bone density loss. Obesity, increased rates of insulin and insulin resistance have huge impact on how our body deals with bone metabolism. So people who are really overweight, who are dealing with insulin resistance issues, are going to be dealing with increased risk for osteoporosis and bone loss. Now, there are obviously people that it doesn't apply to, and thin people can have this issue as well related to some of the other problems, but that is a major factor in some of the issues going on. Now, there are some really important nutrients to consider when it comes to bone density. This story goes so far beyond calcium. For so many years, calcium has been the only nutrient that people really think about when they consider bone density. And actually, in the last year, a lot of that thought has been turned totally upside down by research that's actually telling us that people who consume a lot of calcium, whether it's supplement and dietary, are at increased risk for heart disease. So what's going on? I mean, this is kind of scary. People have been told, especially women, postmenopausal women or older women, take 1,000, 1,200, 1,500 milligrams of supplemental calcium every day. And that's in addition to whatever they're getting in their diet. And they're seeing that some of these women are at higher risk for heart disease. The reason why is because the plaques and the arteries in our heart are calcified. They have high amounts of calcium deposits in the plaques that block our blood vessels. Does this mean that calcium isn't good to take? No, but it needs to be done in the right balance. And the problem is that people were given calcium in isolation. None of the other synergistic nutrients that have to do with building good, strong bone were considered. And when you supplement the right amount of calcium with these other synergistic nutrients, you support the bone density but avoid the aspect of increased risk for cardiovascular problems. And one of the most important nutrients for doing that is magnesium. Magnesium is such a critical part of bone density and of the bone matrix itself. And magnesium supplementation helps to reduce all risk factors related to heart disease, including high blood pressure, including plaque formation, including heart rate regularity and rhythm and heart attacks. So magnesium is incredibly important. And what's important is that you take at least, ideally, what we're looking at now is probably almost as much magnesium per calcium. Now, what used to be done is people were giving calcium by itself, and a lot of supplements had standalone calcium, and that's the biggest problem. The other school of thought, which a lot of people do, is you do two part calcium per one part magnesium. For so a lot of supplements you look at, you may see 1,000 milligrams of calcium, and you may see 500 milligrams of magnesium. Now, what I'm going to say is that based on some of the new research coming out on calcium, what you should really do is do equal parts, and that you probably don't need to be pushing 1,200 milligrams of calcium every day. I would say if people are doing 800 milligrams of calcium and 800 milligrams of magnesium, they're in a very, very safe place where they're getting huge amounts of calcium for their bone support, but they're also getting huge amounts of magnesium. And that magnesium is going to protect them from a lot of the research that's coming out showing that calcium is affecting risk for heart disease, because a lot of it is looking at calcium in isolation. Now, when we come back from the break, I'm going to be explaining to you one of the most important concepts that you have to understand when it comes to supplementing your body for bone density. And this is the story of calcium, how calcium relates to vitamin D, and how both of those things relate to the most important and the most overlooked nutrient when it comes to osteoporosis, which is vitamin K, which nobody is talking about these days, but you need to hear about. So this is a really important relationship that you have to understand. This is one of the most important conversations you're going to hear when it comes to osteoporosis when I come back from the break. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, and we're going to be back right after the break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. Today, we've had on the phone Wilma McFadden, and she is a certified personal trainer, sports nutritionist, certified group trainer, pre- and postnatal exercise coach, and she has been a personal trainer for 5 years, working with people here in the North Bethesda area. She's also a professional bodybuilder and competes regularly. And she shared with us at the beginning of the show a lot of tips related to getting started with a personal trainer, exercise tips, help to bust some of those misconceptions or myths about exercise and working out. So if you need to or would like to get in touch with Wilma or have engage in a relationship with the excellent personal trainer, you can visit her website at www.bodybeyondfit.com. And that's a great place to learn more about her services and get in touch with her. I've also in the last segment started talking about osteoporosis, some of the reasons why it's on the rise, and some of the important concepts you need to understand with calcium and magnesium supplementation. In this segment, as I alluded to, I'm going to explain probably one of the most important relationships in your body when it comes to supplementation for osteoporosis. But before I get into that, I want to make a quick mention. The Village Green is having its annual summer sale now through July 16th. You get 30% off pathway products, 25% off all other supplements, and 20% off body care products. So don't forget to stop in before July 16th to stock up on any of your health and wellness needs. Wilma, you know, just before I launch into to my thing that we're going to talk about here in a minute, any other things that you want to mention related to osteoporosis or anything that we've touched upon that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I just want to basically say that, you know, it's really important to take the supplements like you were talking about, that you need to have, I keep talking about a balance of everything, and that's part of it as well. It's interesting because a friend of mine said, you never get sick. Why don't you get sick? And I said, well, I always take my supplements. So
sure, and you eat healthy and you work out regularly.
And I eat healthy and I work out.
Yep. So, all things that enhance your immune function and immune system.
It absolutely has changed my life. You know, this exercise, this whole thing with exercise and eating right and fitness, I've had actually embraced it. This is a lifestyle change for me.
Absolutely. Yep. People can't think of it as a diet. You can't think of these things as torture. You have to embrace them as a lifestyle change. If you think of it as a lifestyle change and you bite it off small chunks at a time, you will realize that this is a better way to live. It's not about making sacrifices, giving up sugar, giving up soft drinks, giving up fried foods and fatty foods. It's not a sacrifice, because once you do it for long enough and once you understand how good you feel when you do it, you realize the sacrifice is eating those foods, because when you eat those foods, you don't feel well. And people would rather feel well. When you feel well, you're better at your job. You're better at your relationships. You have better self-image. You can thrive. You're there, more there for your kids, for your spouse. Every aspect of your life improves when you are healthy. Every aspect of your life is degraded when you are unhealthy. Eating foods and making better food choices is not a sacrifice. It's an enhancement to your life. So that's an important thing, an important concept for people to remember. So, all right, I want to get into this topic that I've alluded to. This is the relationship between calcium, vitamin D, and vitamin K. Two of these things a lot of people have heard about, the calcium and the vitamin D. And this is how it works in your body. You can take all the calcium that you want in the world. If you don't have two things in place, you will not absorb it. One thing that you need to have in place is good stomach acid. This is something that people do not understand. When you take calcium, whether it's in your food or in a supplement, the first thing that has to happen is that calcium has to be ionized. If the calcium is not ionized, it cannot be absorbed by the small intestines. In order for it to be ionized, it needs to come in contact with a strong acid. And that is your stomach acid. Your stomach acid should be at a pH of about 2. That is a pH that is strong enough to melt a nail. Okay, our stomachs are extremely acidic, and they should be. Now, what makes our stomach not acidic? Aging can make our stomach not acidic. Another thing that can make our stomach not acidic is taking acid-blocking medication, proton pump inhibitors, medications given for acid reflux. They prevent our stomach from making acid to relieve the symptoms of acid reflux, but we know that people who are on these medications for 5 years or more have an increased risk of osteoporosis and fractures because you cannot absorb the calcium. So if you're on one of these medications for acid reflux, I can tell you right now there are non-pharmaceutical ways to cure or basically reverse acid reflux issues. They involve dietary changes and they involve supplements, and they work 99.9% of the time. So find a good holistic practitioner or somebody who knows what they're doing to figure out how to safely get you off of your proton pump inhibitors so you can start ionizing and absorbing your calcium. The second thing your body needs in order to absorb calcium is vitamin D. If you don't have adequate blood levels of vitamin D, your body will not be able to adequately absorb calcium. Now, people are taking vitamin D. If you ask most people out there, say, oh yeah, I take vitamin D. Here's my question. Have you ever had your vitamin D levels tested by your doctor? Many people can be taking and supplementing vitamin D on a daily regular basis, but still be somewhat deficient in vitamin D. That is why it is incredibly important to have your blood levels checked by your physician for your vitamin D levels to understand, is your level of supplementation adequate to meet your needs? Now, if you're not taking vitamin D, you need to get your blood levels checked and you need to start taking vitamin D because you're probably not absorbing your calcium. So that's the first two parts of the story. Take your calcium, mix it one part to one part with magnesium, and take your vitamin D. Now, here's the part of the story that people don't hear, and this is vitamin K. Vitamin K is only thought to be associated with the clotting cascade. Okay, that's how it was originally named. It was originally named for the word coagulation, which they spelled with a K at that point. Coagulation is a process of your blood clotting. Vitamin K1 plays an integral role in the clotting cascade, so if you cut yourself, you clot and you don't bleed out. Now, people assume that because they're not bleeding profusely when they cut themselves, that they don't have a vitamin K deficiency. But what we're realizing is that although we might have enough vitamin K to engage our clotting cascade, we likely, most people are deficient in vitamin K, as many of us are deficient in these fat-soluble vitamins like we found out with vitamin D. Now, even more important than vitamin K1, which is the primary one associated with the clotting cascade, is vitamin K2. And where the rubber hits the road in the story is that vitamin K2 activates a very important protein in your bone called osteocalcin. Osteocalcin is the protein that tells your body to grab calcium out of the blood and actually facilitates the deposition of that calcium into the bone matrix. So you can take all the calcium you want, and then you can take all the vitamin D you want so that you're getting lots of absorption and you have all this calcium in your blood. But if you don't have the vitamin K2 to activate the osteocalcin protein, that calcium is not going to get deposited in your bone. So where does it end up? In your blood vessels. This is one of the reasons why, or likely why, we are seeing increased rates of heart disease in people that are supplementing with high levels of calcium. Because it's getting into the bloodstream, but where is it going to go? You need the vitamin K2 to activate the osteocalcin to tell your body to put that calcium in the bone matrix so that it doesn't end up somewhere it's not supposed to, like in a clot in your arteries. Now, the research on vitamin K2 is really promising. When you supplement people with vitamin K2, not only are you sometimes seeing increases in bone density, but some of the most convincing research actually has to do with reduced risk of heart disease. And you're seeing the calcium getting pulled out of the plaques when you're supplementing people with K2. And it's going to the bones. So really important to look at that. Now, some people might be concerned, if I start taking vitamin K2, am I going to end up with a clotting disorder? It doesn't work that way. Now, if you're on a anticoagulant therapy that relies on its ability to prevent K1 activity, then you can't take vitamin K2 or you can't take vitamin K. And that's going to be Coumadin and warfarin. Now, a large percentage of people are on those, but most people aren't, especially if they're on some anticoagulant therapy. So if you're on Coumadin or warfarin, you really, really can't take vitamin K. Maybe if you're working with somebody that really knows what they're doing, you can discuss the possibility of doing that, but it's contraindicated in that circumstance. Otherwise, the way that the osteocalcin and vitamin K works with the clotting cascade, it doesn't work that the more you take, the more you clot. Once your vitamin K levels are saturated to a certain degree, the clotting cascade activity reaches its maximum amount of activity. If you go beyond with your vitamin K supplementation, you don't get more clotting. Once the clotting cascade reaches its max, that's where it's topped out. So there aren't a lot of issues related to taking supplemental vitamin K and worrying about increased risk of clotting. Specifically because most of the K that we're going to be taking is going to be in the form of vitamin K2, not K1. Understand that K1 is more associated with the clotting cascade and vitamin K2 is more associated with the osteocalcin activity, which is what's going to dictate bone density and actual deposition of calcium into the bone. So those three nutrients are so incredibly important when it comes to understanding this process of dealing with your bones and supplementation. It's not just about calcium. Now, there are other nutrients. So we've talked about calcium, its relationship with vitamin D, and its relationship with vitamin K2. All very important. Now, vitamin K2 you can get now. It's very inexpensive. It's very easy to take. And I recommend that people definitely incorporate vitamin K2 supplementation into their bone density regimen, everyone, unless you're taking the Coumadin or warfarin therapy. Now, we also talked about magnesium, incredibly important nutrient. And I'm telling people now, 1-to-1 ratios with their magnesium. Bring calcium levels down a little bit, somewhere instead of 1,200 milligrams, probably 800 milligrams is fine. Try and get 600 to 800 milligrams of magnesium every day with your calcium. Try and get your vitamin D levels to where they should be by having that checked by a physician and supplementing appropriately, and then start taking vitamin K2. Now, there are some other important nutrients that should be considered. Vitamin B6, zinc, manganese, also really important, boron, and folic acid, all very important nutrients when it comes to looking at bone density. Now, here's the thing. You can do more proactive tools when it comes to managing your bone density than just getting a DEXA scan every other year. There's a great test. If you go into the Village Green and you make an appointment to see me, the naturopathic doctor, or somebody else there who knows what they're doing, or you find one of my offices in DC or Annapolis, or you work with any holistic medical doctor, they can give you a test that in your urine will measure how much calcium you're dumping out. And if you start on a good program for supporting your bone density, you can repeat that test and measure in the urine reduced rates of bone breakdown. So it's not actually measuring your calcium excretion. What it's measuring is your bone breakdown products. And when you put somebody on a good program, you can see that their bone breakdown products become less in their urinary excretion, which means that their bone is not breaking down as quickly, which means that hopefully when you repeat that DEXA a year later or 2 years later, we're going to see improvements. And I will tell you that people with bone density issues, I have been able with osteopenia and osteoporosis through natural therapies without prescriptions to improve their bone densities. So those are my take-home tips. I am out of time. Wilma, thank you so much for being on the show with us today. Everybody, thank you for tuning in. I hope you learned a lot. Don't forget to tune in next week for Dana Lake, and I will be back the week after with another wonderful show. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by the Village Green, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.